With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Every morning, Taryn Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CEO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for August 26th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and joining me today is Isaiah. How you doing, Isaiah?
I'm good, Taryn. I'm just very excited to sit here and talk about David's doomsday. It was very eventful, and I'm just very interested to talk about it.
Yeah, we've got an interesting day ahead of us to talk about here, where David really does take a front seat in the game, and we're gonna see how that goes for him. All right, we are here. We're gonna update on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 22 live feeds. It was day 21 in the house, and let's just get it started. We start the day with David and Kacer. As we know, the eviction vote is looming between Kacer and Janelle. And Kacer is talking to David. David's talking to Kacer about, all right. I'm probably going to vote for you to stay. But it sucks because I know you're probably coming for me. He's just like, what do you mean I'm coming for you? Why am I coming for you? We just talked the other day about trying to work something out. And David's like, look, I'm talking to someone in the house with low credit.
It's almost like mind blowing to see how this exchange goes, because we're going to talk about the Janelle conversation as well a little bit later. But it's just, how are you going through these days almost in like the safest position and still actively like blowing up your game at the same time?
Yeah. Kacer, he just laughs. He's like, all right, this guy's got jokes. It's too early for jokes. It's the morning time. It's too early for jokes. And David's like, it's not too early to laugh at jokes though, I guess.
I think David almost feels like he's in a power position where he can just spew out whatever he wants to say at this point. It's something, all right. It's something.
Yeah, it feels like ages ago that I tweeted this because it was such a long day. But David has, I believe, an affliction called survived the block itis, where he went up on the block and survived the vote. And now he feels like, people voted for me to stay.
It's like an evolution of HOH-itis, but in a lesser form. So,
yeah, the best example of this is the GIF that I had, which is Pauly versus the Messiah in week one of Big Brother 18, where he literally, like, when the vote's being read, turns to him and he's just like, that's really braggadocious about the fact that he's staying. And that's kind of David.
You know, I mean, throughout the week as well, people have been asking for like a switch up in the game. So this could be easily like the early comings of that. So I don't know if we should be thanking David or if we should be wishing that he stopped, but we're going to find out eventually.
All right. Well, Tyler's going to have a conversation with Memphis. Memphis says that Janelle is campaigning hard. They count the votes to make sure that she will be leaving, because Memphis says that he did let her know that he will vote for her to stay if she gets the votes. But that was a lie. He's just saying that to get her off his back. So as long as they have the votes to send her home, then it's not going to be a problem. And that's just how it is.
It's also very interesting with players like Memphis, because we did the preseason coverage on him, and I think you said a couple of updates ago that he's essentially playing like the same game where he's just like actively like lying to people and like almost like burning bridges. And people aren't really looking at Memphis as like he's doing these mistakes, but like they're coming for him. They're more so taking their energy out on from Memphis onto like Janelle and like Kaser almost. So it's kind of shocking that he's like getting away with a lot of this, but we don't know if it's going to come back to bite him later in the game.
So Nicole is going to talk with Kaser just to let him know that she will be voting for him to stay. Not super surprising there. Christmas is helping Nicole work out. Nicole is like, Christmas, I actually was working out a lot before Sequester, but then in Sequester I didn't do it anything, and now like I want you to secretly get me back in shape so that I can do well. I know I'm not like a physical beast or anything, and I know it's not a big deal, but like if I can like secretly get back into the shape that I was in, I feel like I could compete because I've been sucking in these competitions. So they're doing like a little bit of a workout, but Nicole pops out for a second, and Christmas talks to the cameras and she says, I like Nicole, I don't want to give her too much all the time. so that's how she's feeling about that. She wants Kaser to stay, though. That's her opinion on the Kaser Janelle thing. Nicole comes back in, and Christmas goes from saying that she doesn't want to give Nicole too much all the time to saying, hey, I don't know if this is premature, Nicole, but if we're both at the end, Nicole's like, definitely, I'm in. I feel like we had an instant connection. Like, let's make this happen. And just like that, a Christmas Nicole final two is born.
Christmas, interesting way to play the game so far. I think a lot of people are trusting her, and she's in one of the better positions out of everybody in the cast right now. A lot of people are trusting her with information, and I mean, she's like a leaky faucet, so I don't know that's going to get out more, but like I mean, she's doing well right now. I gotta give it to her.
Danny is going to talk with David, and she asks him if he's talking game with anyone. He's like, not really. She says, well, look, let me give you some advice. If you're not talking game with anyone, that's a problem, because people will assume you're talking game, just not to them. In fact, they'll assume that you're talking game about them. I know that's how I think. And he's like, oh, I'm just worried because I'm relying on people that have done it before. And I hadn't really, but if I'm relying on people that have done it before, you know, it could also like, self-evaluation, am I an asset, you know what I mean, because of the lack of experience trying to self-evaluate. That was a direct quote, by the way.
David, I feel like he just uses the big words. I don't know if he really knows how he's using them, but I mean, he's using a lot of big words here. He's constantly using the fact that he went out first in 21 as his excuse to like not knowing anything. And I know he said he's playing dumb, but it's a doozy.
Yeah. He does say that he would put up Kacer in Memphis if he won the HOH. He says, they continue to talk. Danny's telling him about like sort of her position in the game. And he goes, well, from what you're telling me, it feels like you're saying you don't want to win HOH. She's like, what? No. Why? I want to win. No, I want to win the HOH. No. She doesn't want to win the HOH.
Yeah.
And he says, all right, well, who would you target if you won? And she says, oh, well, you know, Kacer. She says, look, David, you need to be careful because there were some people trying to flip the vote last week. That's all I'm going to say. There were some people trying to flip the vote last week. It's like Janelle and Kacer. It's like more than just Kacer. I've had your back. Everyone in this room has had your back. That's all I'm going to say. And he's like, well, who? So I want to say, I don't throw names under the bus. It's like, what do you mean? You need to tell me. And she's like, no. Like I said, everyone in this room had your back. It's like, I'm not so sure. It's like, what? Look, it's some people tried to flip look, I'm not going to say names. Did you not hear that some people were trying to flip the votes? It's like, not just Janelle and Kacer. It's like, she knows that Tyler told him that Day and Bay tried to flip the vote. You hadn't heard it at all? I mean, look, I can't say names, but yes, you need to be careful. And he's like, well, how am I supposed to trust you if you don't tell me this? All right, look, I'm not going to throw anyone under the bus, but next time it happens, I'll tell you. How about that? Okay.
Danny, I think she did this with like Cody in a lesser sense almost as well, where she's trying to like name drop people so people stop looking at the obvious target and start going after each other. And she's trying to plant those seeds. But I think you said it the other day as well that like, she's pouring too much water over them. She's going to give this information. She needs to give all of it, or at least make someone feel comfortable enough to like have like these exchanges with her instead of just like trying to pry information.
She really walked into a trap in this one. And like she does this too often. You're right that she thinks that she can just like drop these little seeds, but she doesn't think them through all the way. She got in trouble the same way earlier in the season when she told Cody that, hey, people are saying that you and Tyler are linked. And Cody was like, who are people?
Yeah.
Who are these people? And she was like, everyone. You know, everyone. Like, who everyone? Tell me names. I mean, everyone. Like, you can't give information to somebody if you're not willing to at least come up with some kind of cover story for how you got that information. Because if that person asks you and you don't have an answer for them, they're not going to trust the information and they're not going to trust you. And you have just like done the complete opposite of what you intended to do. So you got to have a plan there. And she definitely did not.
And I think when you're trying to play one of these middle roles almost, it's imperative to give this information, because if you give them something, naturally they're going to trust you and give you something. So we'll see if Danny can clean this up later down the line.
On the other hand, it did save her that she did not name any names.
Okay.
Nicole is going to talk to the cameras. She talks about how she really wants to protect Christmas. She thinks that she's Christmas's number one, Ian's number one, Cody's number one, and Danny's number one. It's pretty crazy. Now, I think she's right about two of those, Ian and Danny. I do not believe she's Cody's number one, and she is definitely not Christmas's number one. But she says, look, I know maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they're not all my number ones, or maybe I'm not all of their number ones, but it's possible they are. And I really need to keep Ian and Christmas around as long as possible. I need to get Cody to trust Christmas more.
It's one of Nicole's better qualities as her player. Like, she's naturally paranoid and she can weigh the pros and cons. So It's good that she's keeping her options open. And it's good that she's being very optimistic about if she can trust Cody or Christmas. But we're going to hopefully, I'm starting to become like a little team Franzel. I'm going to be honest, with the options we have. I'm not so hard on her like I used to.
Be careful.
But, I'm not all the way there yet. I'm getting there. But, she's playing this okay.
All right. Janelle is going to have a conversation with David. It starts off out on the Skyloft area, and people are running back and forth, in front of the HOH room on that hallway, the upstairs hallway. And Janelle is like, can we just move to the have not room? Cause this is annoying. This is annoying me. And like the conversations, it's already at a bad place. David is just like, can we just go down to the love room? And she's like, there's people in there working out. He's like, Janelle's like, can we go to the have not room? Can we just go talk in the have not room? And he's like, all right. And he slowly gets up and they walk into the have not room. And what proceeds from here literally hurt me, Isaiah. It was painful.
Basically, when Janelle's basically proposing like the, I think it was either 2 or 3 weeks of safety, and he's just like, no, like I don't want it. It's
yeah, it's like you've got no credit in the house. I don't believe you. She's like you lied about me. And she's like, what did I do? It's like I talked to Nicole Anthony. She is a fan favorite, and what you did to her. She's like, I didn't do anything to Nicole Anthony. It's like, right. It's like, I didn't. It's like, I don't even care if you did anything to Nicole Anthony. You clearly do. And I clearly didn't. Look, I talked with her a lot. We were very close. We both were treated,
Oh God.
So, you know, I trust her kind of thing. So, she went around saying these things, but they were not true. I don't even have a relationship with Memphis. I barely talked the guy. He went rogue. I didn't have anything to do with this. Well, I mean, okay, but that is what you would say if you did have a relationship with Memphis.
He speaks in like riddles almost. When Nicole Anthony missed it herself accidentally, a lot of it rubbed off on David, and he's still kind of carrying with it. And just the way he speaks with people, it's very confusing. I don't understand what he's trying to say. I don't know if he understands what he's trying to say. He just says stuff, and it might make sense to him, but I don't know if it makes sense to anybody else.
And he goes on about it's hard to get to the place that he's at, because he is this the low energy impression is David, but in these conversations he also has this very high and mighty condescending tone. Yes. And I'm trying to find that place, guys. I'm trying to do it for you, because you don't want to have to listen to this conversation yourself. No. But he also and look, week one, you sat me down in the kitchen, Janelle, listen, Janelle, this is the thing that I know. You're an idol. Janelle, the idol, Janelle, the person who's who. And you came to me, Janelle, the idol, week one. And you told me, probably Kevin. And then guess what happened? Keisha. You're talking about next week. You're talking about your best friends with Keisha. What's going on there? Why did you say to me, Kevin, I'm not stupid. I know. I see Janelle, the idol, trying to reconcile people. And you think that you can do that? Like, I see this. I see you. And I know what you did to that poor girl.
It's like he wants to speak his sentences, but he wants to skip every other word when he's talking. Essentially, that's what he's doing.
And Janelle's just like, wait, you were upset? I at the time thought the house was voting out Kevin. That's all I was telling you. Janelle, don't even look. I don't want to. She's like, and what? Okay, so look, what were the lies that I spread about you that you don't want to tell me because you don't want me to defend myself? The thing about defending yourself, it's not even worth. Janelle, come on. And he's so wrong. He's so wrong about it all. That's the thing, too. Like, again, sometimes people would take this behavior and they would be like, yes, go David for shutting down, you know, mean person. But that is not what's happening. In his head, that's what's happening. In his head, again, this is just like Nicole Anthony. In his head, he is shutting down Jackson. He's doing the thing he was supposed to do last season, except it's Janelle and she's telling the truth.
And Dana, at some point in this conversation, he was like, I want to tell you how to play Big Brother, or almost, essentially.
Yes.
And that's the equivalent of me saying, Taryn, I know you've podcasted for a long time, but I've been here once. Let me tell you how to do this. Like, he needs to slow his roll. He's in a beautiful position right now. He doesn't need to be doing all of this. And it's mind blowing. It's mind boggling.
Mm-hmm. Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And we're back. So let's get back to the show. All right. Devon's going to talk with Kevin. She says that she wants Janelle to stay in the house so that she can take shots, but the powers in the house want her gone. He's like, well, who are the powers in the house? And she says, did you listen to the nomination speech? Like, Tyler? Mm-hmm. Well, who are his people? Like, David? Cody? And she says that, look, and Nicole, she's a winner. She gets paired with Ian. So if we get Nicole out, we get Ian. And if Janelle can campaign to Cody and say that she'll go after Nicole for him so that they're not seen as a pair, maybe that's the winning argument.
This season, it feels like everyone's trying to speak in like cryptic messages. Like,
oh my God, Day does this all the time.
Yeah. Like they don't want to say like what they're actually feeling. They're like, I want you to know. I want you to read my mind. Basically, like, I don't want to tell you what I'm thinking. You just need to know what I'm thinking. It's a lot. It's a lot.
Yeah, and Day in particular does this, and this is a smart thing that she does. Even though I don't like the like cryptic, you know, who's with who kind of, like, she should either just tell Kevin or not tell Kevin. But one thing she does in conversations is that she refers to people by where they sleep, So she'll go. So she is with him. And then she is thinking about going after her and him.
It's probably in the game. It's probably easier to know. But like as a live feed viewer.
Like even because here's the thing. The problem is not trying to remember where people sleep, because you can do that. Like, OK, that's where Nicole sleeps. That's where Ian sleeps. Like, OK, that's fine. The problem is that she only points to them once and then she just continues to say he and she and he and she. And I'm like, wait a minute. Who's the he that we're talking about again? And it does happen. Like she's talking to Bailey later and Bailey's like, wait, which he is it? And they're in the have not room. Nobody's going to overhear you in there. No. But all right. All right. It's fine. It's smart. Nobody's going to hear her saying anybody's name. It's smart. I get it.
I remember Kevin actually did a yelling test in the have not room too. Like he shouldn't be scared to talk game in there.
Yeah. The day and Bay conversations in the have not room, not the Day and Kevin conversation. The Day and Bay conversation happens here. Day fills Bay in on her conversation with Tyler the night before. Devon says she just doesn't feel connected with the six anymore. She feels it with Enzo. I think she's referring to Enzo. She points toward his bed. But she could have been pointing towards Tyler's bed, because Tyler's bed's in an 8th room. So could have been Tyler, but I'm pretty sure it's Enzo. She feels it with Enzo. She feels it with Bay, but Danny and Cody are super close and she's worried about that. She says that Enzo must be feeling the same way, because why else would he be trying to pull in Christmas? Right. That's a wrong read.
Lots of wrong reads here. Lots of wrong reads.
Well, Bailey says, all right, let's say Janelle leaves, Kacer stays. Who is he going after? Day says, not us. Maybe Cody and Kevin. Bay's like, my fear is that Kacer stays, then we win, and then we have to put Kacer on the block. That would suck. Day's like, yeah, that would suck.
Then don't do it. You know what's right and wrong. Like I said earlier, we're going to get to what transpired later in the day. But at this point, it seems like Devon is definitely just trying to play like middleman. And she like if you know something's not the correct read, don't do it. It's that simple. Just don't do it. You don't have to please people. Don't do it.
Day says again, like that she really wants Janelle to pitch to Cody that she will take out Nicole for Cody, which will lower Cody's threat level because he won't be seen as a pair with Nicole anymore. It's not a great argument. Day says Janelle's only hope is to flip Cody, which is true, but that argument is not going to do well. They go, okay, what would Memphis do if he won HOH? And Bay says, probably David and Kevin. And Day is like, oh, shoot. Bye. Oh shoot, bye. That's really good, actually. Really good. I'm like, what?
It's not at all.
Wait, why?
People who you're actively working with, you're okay with them leaving. You're okay with them leaving. That's basically what she's saying. No, Devon, no.
Yeah.
I love her. I love rooting for Devon, but she is a trip. She's a trip in the game. Stressful.
I think she's still very, I assume she's not wanting Kevin gone there. I'm assuming she's like, all right, see ya, David. Like she is anti David. So Janelle is going to talk with Cody. She's going to make her pitch. She says that she is not coming for him. And she offers her wedding band to hold as collateral. She gives him an offer of a couple of weeks of safety, 2 weeks. She offered David 3, and they're gonna laugh about that later. and that like she's not coming for all this. It's typical stuff. It's not gonna go anywhere. Cody turns down the offer of the wedding band. She tried.
She's just pulling out everything she can at this point. It's not looking too good for Janelle.
Yeah. Pacer talks with Christmas. He talks about he likes to say this a lot. Actually, he's like, "Look, I don't mean to be an asshole, but I'm really smart. Probably one of the smartest people in here, and like I've got really good emotional intelligence, and I can read people really well." Speaking to Christmas, who has a lot more going on than he thinks.
See, Christmas is like the wave of information. Everyone is telling Christmas everything. So she's probably just thinking in her mind, like, yeah, do you really know what's going on here? I don't think so.
Yeah, it. I love Kacer, but it was painful watching him explain to Christmas how good he is at reading people and realizing that Christmas is a better Big Brother player than Kacer.
Placement wise and the season she's doing her thing. So come on, Kacer, please. Yeah. Pull out of HOH. Just give me something, please.
Yeah. But they do talk about it. Christmas asks him, are you going after big targets or floaters? And he's like, I'm not sure anymore. I'm just gonna focus on winning comps. They talk about, you know, people that they potentially could work with. They specifically mentioned Danny and that she's not particularly trustworthy. So that seed is doing well there, but not too much else. But it's a good conversation. Christmas really wants to continue to try to work with Kacer if he sticks around.
And I think, correct me if I'm wrong, when people were saying, if they were to target someone next week, and some people are saying Kacer, I don't think she was saying Kacer, right?
Correct. She's going to have a conversation with Memphis later, and they both agree that they would like to keep Kacer around for a bit, even after next week. As long as he can remain chill, they would love to keep him around.
Which I don't know if he can do. So,
yeah. Cody is going to talk a bit with Bailey and just mention that Ian and Nicole, super tight. They need to be split up because he'll do whatever she says. She's his Brittany. So they have to watch out for that.
And they're not actually wrong here. I can see the Ian and Nicole's relationship definitely giving off Brittany vibes. The difference is I don't think Ian is as, I'm not going to say gullible, but gullible. So yeah, I think he has an idea of what he wants to do when it gets to like the jury phase, if he's fortunate enough to make it that far.
I mean, let's hope. David is going to talk to Kacer. They're going to get into it for a bit. Again, I can't keep doing this, guys. So I'll just tell you that David gives Kacer some advice on how to play Big Brother. He, again, lets him know that he screwed over America's favorite and that he should be ashamed. And Kacer says, oh, thank you so much, David. I really appreciate all of the advice, and I'm going to take it into consideration, and I'm going to be better moving forward.
He's on autopilot. He's just saying whatever he wants at this point.
Yeah. So Nicole is going to talk with Ian and Kevin. Nicole brings up the fact. So the night before, if you recall, Cody and Danny talked about how when Janelle had talked to Cody previously, she had said, look, I'm not coming for you. I'm not even coming for Nicole Franzel. I'm coming for somebody else that I'm mad at. Not going to name any names. They correctly deduced that she's talking about Kevin. So what Nicole did is that Nicole has now heard from Ian that it's possible that Kevin might want to vote to keep Janelle. She's been worried about Bailey and Devon trying to flip the vote, which they are. And she's worried that they might have gotten to Kevin, which they could have. Kevin's been saying, I'm 50-50. I could go either way. And so what Nicole wants to do here is kind of subtly give Kevin reasons to want Janelle out this week. And so she says, yeah, apparently Janelle is going around saying that she isn't planning on targeting me and that she's planning on targeting somebody else. I have no idea who. She's probably lying. She's probably still coming after me. But man, it's weird that she would say that thing about somebody else. And Kevin's like, yeah, that would be weird. And then after Kevin leaves, Nicole is like, she was talking about Kevin and he definitely knows it. That's why I said that. So now he'll definitely want Janelle gone. And Ian's like, oh, you're so smart.
Definitely. I'm not going to go that far, but I will say, I will say, going after someone who already has like something against Janelle, like Kevin, who already has a reason to actively target Janelle, I guess that was sort of the correct read. I don't know if it was executed correctly, though. But I mean, hey, kudos to Nicole.
Yeah. So Nicole and Ian talk about how Janelle needs to go this week, that it's in their best interest. Ian is very adamant about this. He is very anti Janelle. He's not happy with her behavior in the house, and thinks that she is doing bad things, and he's calling her bad names. And so he really wants her gone, and Nicole obviously agrees. And they talk about making sure that the votes stay there. It's very important that Janelle leaves this week. They talk about next week as well, and the possibility of potentially backdooring Bailey. Nicole says, I would want to put up like Kaser and I don't know, like Kevin, and then I would backdoor Bailey. And Ian was like, yes, I was thinking the exact same thing. I will also backdoor Bailey because you want Bailey gone.
And the interesting thing, I'm kind of half and half now after last night, but at first I didn't think that this would actually be able to actually go through getting Bailey out currently right now. But I mean, Ian and Nicole seem to be on the same page. So like I said, it's going to start opening up and a lot of crazy stuff is about to go down. So it's not out of the realm of possibility.
Mm-hmm. So that's their plan. That's what they plan on doing. Danny's going to talk with Cody and Enzo. Still, she's going to continue to be spreading things about Bailey. She says Bailey really doesn't want Janelle to go. She keeps talking about the women leaving and how the guys need to start going. She's really trying to help set up the Bailey and Davon, attack. In the meantime, Christmas is going to Tyler and saying Bailey and Davon need to be split up. Davon needs to go. Tyler, though, is like, let's hold the brakes. Mm-hmm. Everyone wants Kaser gone. Let's focus on Kaser first. Let's not rock the boat. Let's not make any big moves. It's too early to strike at Bailey and Davon. And this is what we were looking for from the night before, where Bailey and Davon approached Tyler. And I think he's really into this idea. And I think he's trying to slowly shift Christmas away from Bailey and Davon. In the meantime, let's just focus on Kaser. And then hopefully, I imagine he will try to shift entirely away from Bailey and Davon towards somebody like Danny. We're going to get more confirmation of this later in the night. But this is what Tyler's trying to do. And he's trying to save Bailey and Davon. And this, it's possible that it's there's still a lot of danger ahead, as we've seen. Yes. Danny, yes. Nicole, Ian. But Tyler's starting to try to work. And this is the best hope that they have. So, of course, it's all going to come crashing down.
Doomsday David.
Doomsday David.
And it's interesting because I think Tyler definitely is almost like in like this recruitment process, trying to gather his troops and for the war that's about to happen in a few rounds. David completely just dismantles all of this. But yeah.
Yeah. So David had a conversation with Cody where Cody told him, again, this is he is again hearing that Davon tried to flip the vote on you last week. So I want to set this scene just to set things up for you in case you forgot. Last week, Janelle and Kaser were trying to find votes to keep Nicole Anthony in the game and get rid of David. They needed Davon and Bailey to be two of those votes. Bailey was open to it because she didn't feel that close with David after lots of time trying. Davon said, sorry, I can't do it. I just can't do it. I can't vote out a black man. It's just not in me to do that. But Nicole Anthony was campaigning and saying, is he really going to you know, do the same for you. And Bailey was really kind of like, I mean, I'm on board if you're on board, Devon. So Devon started to question things. Maybe I should consider getting out, David. She had a conversation with David. This is still from a week ago, when she asked him, and you'll probably recall this moment, are you in a guy's alliance? And he said, yes. And she said, what? Who's in it with you? And he was like, I don't want to say. And she was like, what? So she went and was like, you know what? I will vote out David. Screw this guy. And she had a conversation with Bailey, Janelle, Kacer, and Christmas in a room where they discussed, let's make this happen. We have the votes. And Devon didn't fully commit, but she was like, I mean, I'm ready to do this. And Bailey was like, I'm in. If we're in, I'm in. What happened after that conversation was Devon went to Kevin and told him everything. Kevin immediately went to Danny and ratted out Devon and said, hey, the vote is looking like it's going to be a split because this is the stuff that Devon just told me. And so Danny was like, oh, my God, Devon is trying to flip the vote. Also, Christmas went to Nicole and Tyler and said, hey, guess what just happened in this room? Janelle and Kacer, Bailey and Devon, they're trying to flip the vote. And Nicole and Tyler were like, oh, my God. And Tyler talked to David and he was like, we have to watch out. The vote is looking like it might split. We need to work on Memphis so that he'll break the tie in our favor because you might be going home. And David was like, what are you talking about? How could the vote be split? And he's like, Devon and Bailey are going to vote against you, man. Like, that's what I'm hearing. And David is like, I don't believe you. So those were the events of last week. So the day we're talking about now, today, day 21 on the feeds, Cody brings this up again to David and he says, hey, remember, Devon tried to flip the vote against you last week. Cody, thinking he's being slick here. David goes to Bailey and he says, I talked to Janelle and Janelle told me that Devon was trying to flip the vote on me last week. And Bailey's like, oh, crap. Nah, that's not true. Devon didn't want to do that. We need to all get together and solve this, right? So Bailey calls a meeting and it's adorable because she's like, all right, I'm calling this meeting. I would like for us to resolve our differences. David, you have the floor. Let's hear your concerns. So David says, all right, Devon, Janelle told me that you were part of a campaign to get rid of me. And Day's like, do you believe it? It's like, well, I mean, Janelle told you this, you believe it? He's like, I was also told this by a few others.
Who?
Well, it was Cody and Tyler.
Oh, God. I have so much to say. It doesn't make sense why he does the things he does. It doesn't. I'm trying to find the reasoning in his mind. It's like, why are you trying to protect people? Why are you hiding information? Devon's already iffy about you. You're not giving her any better reasons to not be. The crazy thing is, I really do think he wants to work with her.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, this is him giving his entire game away to her.
Like it doesn't, but he's doing it in such a sketchy way. And it's alarming. It's alarming.
I mean, like he's flat out telling her like, Tyler told me this. And he did not tell Bailey this part. He said Janelle told him. He did not say Cody and Tyler. And so Bailey is like, oh, my God. And Devon is like, OK, well, I'm going to need to fact check that because that's concerning. And he's like, well, no, don't fact check, because then I'll be in trouble and I'll lose my spot with the guys. And I'm trying to work on these guys to help you guys. And Bailey's like, yeah, let's just take a pause, because that might put his game at risk. Let's not fact check right away. And so he says, well, Devon, is it true? She says, absolutely not. Honestly, I can't even believe that you're even questioning me at all. I can't believe that you are saying that you believe this. He's like, I didn't believe it. I shut it down. When he told me that, I said I didn't believe it. I swear, like, I shut it down. And if you fact check, you're putting me in danger. So please don't do that. And she says, well, why didn't you come to me about this first? Because I didn't believe it. It was just today that Janelle brought it up again. That's the only reason I even brought it up at all. And Day's like, well, even the fact that you went to Bailey first, you didn't come to me. Why didn't you come to me? And he said, look, you know, you just, I see you, your body language, it's not inviting. I tried to talk to you, and I just feel like, you know, so, you know, Bailey, she listens.
Basically, I don't have a reason, and I'm just trying to pull anything out of my butt.
And I mean, Bailey is a lot more Bailey kind of sides with David here. She's like, and she's such a good moderator. She's like, look, maybe what we should do here is, you know, David is trying to tell us things. I think that it's important that we do not get defensive, and we allow us each other to be open, so that like in the future, David does feel comfortable telling us things. So we should try to welcome him and encourage him to tell us things. And Dave's like, it's not that complicated. I'm a chill person. I'm very easy to talk to, and I just don't understand why he didn't come to me. I've got a lot of things going on. I shouldn't even be here. I should be sipping mojitos, or I don't remember what she said. But look, fine. If you feel more comfortable with Bailey can be the middleman. Fine. Whatever. Talk to her. She'll talk to me. If that's what it takes to make this work, that's fine, because this is not about you and me. This is about something more important.
And it was interesting to see how this was going down, because I started getting BB17 vibes from Devon, where she was confronting Audrey a little bit. Like, I thought she was really about to just take it there. I mean, I would be irritated too if I was talking to Dave in this situation. But I think Bailey here, where it was like almost like the beacon of peace between the two of them, and she really stopped Devon from just completely like going off the rail.
Mm-hmm. So Devon says, look, the fact that you felt compelled to go to Bay at all about this means you believed it even just a tiny bit. And that makes me feel a certain kind of way, because I put my game on the line for you. I risked everything for you, because again, it's not about you and me. It's about something greater. And for you to not trust that, it hurts. And she starts crying. And at this point, I'm like, this is either like severe gaslighting, or she believes that she didn't consider voting David out, or she's convinced herself that considering voting David out is not technically campaigning against him, and thus she's in the right. But to be clear, she was a part of this.
I think she's just more shocked that it got to the other people, and she's just not finding out about it.
Well, see, this is the thing. Later, she talks to Bailey, and she's like acting like she didn't do it. She's acting like I did, because you know, she did take a stand, and she did stick her neck out on the line by saying that she won't vote out David because he's a black man. She did do that, but she also did consider voting him out and was part of a thing where they were talking about voting him out.
Yeah.
And like being like, I mean, yeah, I'm very open to this. And that's what he's talking about. So, you know, it's one of those situations where it's like, it's a little shaky ground here.
And another interesting part about this whole conversation was that when Bailey and Davon were just talking alone, she actually starts to question Bailey a little bit too.
Mm-hmm.
Like she was just very, very irritated. It's interesting. It's interesting.
Yeah. So Day says, well, what am I supposed to do with this information if I'm not allowed to fact check? I need to fact check it. Like, how am I supposed to live with this? How am I supposed to just have this information and not talk about it? It's like, Davon, that's the game.
Gotta keep your mouth closed. Yeah. And the last person she needs to be telling this stuff to is Kevin, who Kevin tells other people usually. And that's exactly what she does.
Yeah. Bailey says, well, look, he needed to tell us this. David, like, you did need to tell us this last week, because what has happened here is that this week, now that we know about Cody and Tyler, everything Cody and Tyler has been telling us this whole last week has been BS, and we've been walking into traps all week long, and that would have been nice to know a week ago. And you can see it in Bailey's head. I literally just trusted Tyler finally, and I knew he was going to screw me. He's been screwing me this whole time. Like, she had just finally opened that door, mm-hmm. and she's like, God, no. And I'm like, oh, no. Don't let this screw you over, Bailey.
Yeah. Because
you do need Tyler.
Yes, he needs her. And. Oh, David. He's yeah. blowing this everything up. He's blowing it all up.
So David says he can fact check with the guys himself. And Day's like, well, I'm going to go fact check with Janelle. That's what I'm going to do. And so they split up. Bailey and Davon start talking. And as you mentioned, Day is going to start questioning Bailey, like, so how long have you been holding this information from me? How long has he been saying bad things about me and you haven't told me? And Bailey's like, whoa, 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 whoa. He just told me this today and I said no and I brought it to the group. And Davon's like, okay. And so Bailey says, look, I think that we need to be calm about this and not blow this up. I think that we need to think about what we're going to do. We can't just immediately, you know, run and go do things. And Davon's like, yeah, but don't you think we need to? I think we should chill. I think we should sit on this information and we should try to figure this out. The big thing here that I didn't know about before is this Tyler and Cody stuff. That changes everything. So we do need to fact check it.
And what Bailey's saying here makes sense. I mean, if they actually followed through with it, it made perfect sense just to like hold this, calm down, wait until we have more information and then we can just regroup. But Davon doesn't do that.
Yeah. David is going to run to Kevin first and ask Kevin, was Day ever campaigning against me? Kevin's like, no. And he's like, she wasn't a part of any sort of like vote situation. He's like, well, I mean, that's different. there was a last minute pitch, but it was all Kesar's fault. He's convinced Janelle and he was telling people that he had Davon's vote, but it was really all Kesar's fault. So David comes out of the photo room talking to Kevin and goes to talk to Day. He's like, he gives her a hug. He's like, I believe you. I'm so sorry. It's all Kesar's fault. It's all Kesar's fault. They both need to go. That's it. She's like, oh, okay.
And this was this was the conversation that he just did in the middle of the living room, correct?
Yes.
With everyone walking by, listening to everything. That's
and so, yeah. And he also talks to Bailey and he's like throwing his arms up in the air. Like, I don't know. I don't even know who's Tyler's saying these things. And it's all Kaser's fault. And Tyler's walking right behind them. And Tyler's like, what's up, man? What's the problem? And he's like, no, it's nothing. No problem. No, don't worry about it. And Tyler's like, I feel like something's wrong. What's going on? So Tyler just grabs David. He's like, let's go talk, man. And he brings him upstairs. In the meantime, while this is happening, Janelle and Kaser are having a conversation and they are talking about how I feel like Tyler's the one running things between Tyler and Cody. Tyler's the one that's really close to Danny. And Janelle's kind of encouraging Kaser, go for the jugular next week. What just happened?
This is just a mess of a night. There's too much going on.
Yeah. So that's that's where they're going in the direction of. Tyler gets David into the HOH room. He says, "What's going on, man? What's going on?" And David's like, it's not a big deal. It's not. Tyler's like, did you tell Davon what I told you? It's like, you told her, didn't you? They got it out of me.
He's like, what the F, man? Like, yo, I've never seen Tyler this like flustered before.
Dude, you scared me, man. I mean, look, okay, it's fine. You totally screwed me, but yeah, okay. All right. Yeah, I mean, I did tell you specifically when I said this to you that don't tell anyone because it'll totally screw me over if you do. But no, you're good. Don't worry about it. Oh, man, I'm a gunner. Oh, boy. Oh, man.
He's just like, I just, they were just cornering me. You know what? David is Tyler's Caitlin this season. David is Tyler's Caitlin.
Caitlin like, plus Sam.
Yeah.
With like a hint of, I don't know, like just. I had a good example before. Oh, Vanessa, a hint of okay. Vanessa from Big Brother Canada 8.
Okay.
That Vanessa, yeah. Who screws over her own allies for no reason. so yeah. And David's like, yeah, they forced it out of me. They got it. I'm sorry. I screwed up. He's like, it's fine. I mean, forced it out of you, man. Like, yeah, all right, okay. I mean, that's what people do when they don't trust you, when they force you information that are you. That's because all right, okay, it's fine. Man, okay. Oh, I'm screwed. I am not in a position to win right now, and I had much bigger fish to fry, and now I have to deal with Davon and Bailey, and that is very bad. Oh boy. Oh man. Day's never gonna trust me. Oh my god, I was just preparing things with Bay.
He was like, oh, I'm ready to go. If I'm gonna leave, don't take me to jury. I just want to go home to Angela. I'm like, oh, the Tyler, I feel so bad for him.
And like through this and like what he's talking about, like it's so clear that everything that at least like I've been talking about with Tyler's game, like he has been aware of. And I think he really was like banking a lot on the Davon and Bailey connection to keep him afloat against the Cody Danny people. And I think that we saw the seeds of it at just before this happened. He was talking to Christmas. He's trying to protect Davon and Bailey so that he could, I think, shift the target to Danny and make that shot and take control of the game because he knows he's not in control of the game right now. And what this has done is completely severed that tie. And now he doesn't have He doesn't have Devon and Bailey trusting him. If they don't trust him, then he can't work with them against this bigger group, because they need to be tight in order for that to happen, or he's just screwing himself over for no reason. He's jumping from one leaky ship to another. And now he's seeing it. He's like, oh, I don't have a path to the end. This was my path to the end. And now it's screwed. Dave is like, don't. I'll fix things. I'll fix things for you. I'll do this. And Tyler's like,
let me do that.
Let's just, you don't need to do anything, man. You're good. You're all good. please stop doing anything. If you can help it, that would be nice.
He was like, yeah, if you're down 14 in the first quarter, you just remember, like, there you can be up 14 in the fourth quarter. I'm like, David, you've done enough. Just go to bed. Pick a bed, go to sleep.
And Tyler's like, oh, man. Oh, and they saw you come up here with me. Now they must know that you're telling me this, and they're going to know that we're tight. And, oh, man, how do I get out of this? I mean, look, as potentially, this is bad for anybody that wanted to see Cody and Danny and Nicole, like, broken up. Like, if you wanted to see Tyler lead a revolution that had Bailey and Devon in it against Cody, it seems clear that that was his plan. And so if that's what you wanted, this is very bad for that. On the if we're looking for the silver linings, we've never seen Tyler have to face such extreme adversity. And watching him, like, run through, like, the problems, the options, and, like, what he needs to do was super interesting. And just, like, there, he's really, like, on another level, from a lot of these people. And it's hard to tell, because Tyler was never somebody who talked to his allies about his deep strategy. Like, you could see that he was very manipulative and that he was very good at getting people to do what he wanted. But in the diary room, he never really talked deep strategy to his allies. He never really talked deep strategy. And so I never really knew if he was much of a long term strategist kind of player, or if he was more of just like a very social player. A player like Derek, you saw he was manipulative and very social, because that's what you can see. And he also hid his machinations in the diary room, but we saw him talk to Cody. We saw him divulge everything to Cody. And so we knew that he was a very strategic player who, like, really saw the whole board and maneuvered himself well. We've never really seen Tyler talk in that way. And so to see him kind of break in this moment and expose his long-term thoughts and, like, positions and where he is in the game, I was like, this guy knows, like, this guy sees it. He just doesn't talk about it. And that was super interesting to me, even though he is in a much worse position now.
It definitely showed that Tyler has a great mind for this game. And I think it's almost like a strength just to be able to keep all the, like, your game thoughts just to yourself without telling anybody, because that's not something people can easily do. It's not usually done in the game. So, I'm very impressed by Tyler. It's unfortunate that he's in this bad spot right now, but if he can somehow get out of it, I would be very impressed. I don't think he's going to be able to do damage control with at least people like Bailey, who already has, like, suspicions about him. But I mean, he's a talented player, so I really do hope he gets out of this.
It's going to be a tough day for Tyler. What he needs to be able to do is repair this with Bailey and Devon. I don't know if he can get, like, Devon is somebody that does not give her trust lightly. Mm-hmm. She barely even trusts Bailey at times. So that's going to be hard. Bailey is somebody that does trust a lot until she's burned, and then it's very difficult for her to trust you again. And that's where Tyler is, and he had just gotten there, and I don't know if he can get back there. And the problem Bailey's going to face is that Tyler can read Bailey really well, and so if she doesn't fully trust him, he will see it, and that's going to be a problem for both of them. So It's going to be tough, but we'll see. We'll see what he's able to cook up here. So in the meantime, Devon is downstairs talking to Kevin. She asks him, did David just come in here? Did he just talk to you? He's like, yes. He tells her the conversation he just had with David. And he's like, I told him my truth is that it's all Kaser's fault. She then tells him about the whole conversation that just happened with David. She's now spilling all of the information to Kevin. So we'll see where that goes, because we know he likes to talk to Danny, and that could be very bad for Devon and bad for Bailey and bad for David and even bad for Tyler. So we'll see how that goes. Devon,
Kevin, oh god,
go ahead. No, you go ahead.
Oh, I was gonna say Kevin. Yeah, his game, obviously, it's definitely like he's one sided on Janelle and Kaser right now. I'm trying to figure out if him constantly being like the leak of information is like a good thing or a bad thing for him, because I think it'll gain trust with like both sides and people aren't going to actively come for him. But I just wonder if he's going to just somehow be able to shift himself within like this whole war that's going to be going down in a few rounds. He's someone to watch out for.
Mm-hmm. So Day goes and talks to Janelle, and she says, hey, Janelle, did you tell David that I campaigned against him? And I was like, what? No, absolutely not. And look, David has a lot of crazy ideas about Janelle. It's possible that he believes that Janelle said something like this to him. I don't think she did. I think that more likely is that, again, Cody said something to him today and he decided to blame it on Janelle. And then when they asked him about it, he was like, yeah, Cody said something. And also Tyler said something. So I think Janelle is telling the truth here. I listened to the whole David and Janelle conversation. I was physically cringing the whole time, so I might have missed something, but I'm pretty sure she didn't actually say that Devon was campaigning against him. She might have said something that could have like helped confirm that maybe Devon was with her during the week before, and then that combined with Danny saying people are campaigning against you and Cody saying Dave was campaigning against you and Tyler having said Dave's campaigning against you, that maybe that's where it came from. But when Day asks Janelle, she is like, no, I didn't say anything like that. And Day's just like, this guy's losing his mind. He's lying to me. Yeah. Obviously.
It's just a matter of time. It takes, I think either today or tomorrow, they're going to have another conversation. I don't know how that's going to go, because obviously Day's not going to just be like, oh yeah, she said that you're good. No, Janelle is going to possibly question David. I think Davon's going to question David, and I don't think David's going to know how to react in that situation.
Well, Janelle's going to go and talk to Tyler. He just got done with his conversation with David, and he just like put on some music and he's like, oh my god, how am I gonna fix this? Oh my god. And then Janelle walks in and she sits down and she wants to talk to him. He's like, and you can tell like he plays it off, but you can tell that like his mind is working somewhere else. And he just like, he doesn't fully have the bandwidth to like be like 100% his like chill self. So she's asking like, how does it stand? Am I going home? And he's like, yeah, I think so. Not gonna lie to you. Don't have the bandwidth right now to lie to you. So, yeah, I think you're probably going home at that right now. And they talk a little more. He again gives her an opportunity to admit that she was talking about putting him up on the block and like saying his name. She again denies it. I don't know why she's denying it, especially because she knows that Nicole Anthony told everybody everything. And she was talking about putting Tyler on the block all the time. So I don't know why she thinks she can get away with it. Sometimes what happens is that people don't remember things properly. This might be what's happening with Day as well. Where like Janelle remembers really hating Nicole Franzel. So she's like, I said Nicole Franzel's name all the time. I didn't say your name though. And like, she might not actually remember saying Tyler's name as much, but She did a lot. So mm-hmm. I don't know why she keeps lying about it.
And also, if you think about it, I mean, they're there literally all day. So what we focus on game wise, they also just have like regular life day to day things. So I hope that she doesn't believe it. But I mean, it's a point. It's a possibility. There you mm-hmm. go.
They talk about it again, like, you know, we're big targets. And Tyler's like, I know it sucks. I don't want to do this, man. Like, my hand's been forced. And look, I'm prepared to be hated for this move. I get it. I don't want people to hate me, but you know, that's how much I had to do this move, Janelle. I know people are going to roast me for this, but like, I had to. You can tell that he's he doesn't really want to have made this move anymore. But at the same time, like he can't take it back. And also, he's right that he still, even with everything that happened, he still had to do this. Literally just before this conversation, Janelle was trying to convince Kacer that Tyler was the mastermind and that she should go for the jugular. Like, that's why he can't trust Janelle in the house. So that's, you know, that's that conversation.
Tyler's malfunctioning. The game bot is breaking down.
Yeah. So Day continues to talk to Kevin. She says that David is lying to her. Kevin is very confused. He's like, wait a minute. He's lying to you, but it's true. She's like, no, it's not. He's like, it's not true. It's Kacer's fault. Yes, it's Kacer's fault, right? She's like, no, he said Janelle told him. Janelle told him? But it was Kacer. I guess Kacer convinced Janelle that he had you, and so Janelle told him. She's like, yeah, but he also said that Cody and Tyler told him. He's like, oh, that doesn't seem true. She's like, no. She said that they told. Oh no, that's probably true. That Janelle is probably a cover. She's like, no. He said that he told us that Cody and Tyler told him. He's like, wait, he said he told you? Wait, what?
When in doubt, blame Janelle and Kacer.
And so she's like, well, I feel like I need to fact check. Should I go and talk to them? Talk to Cody and Tyler about this and see what they say? He's like, hold on. Okay. I think I'm following that. Wouldn't that just expose you and freak them out? She's like, yeah, but I'll know the truth. He's like, what does that do for you? They'll know that you busted them. They'll come for you. And she's like, I don't know. I need to know. She's got a puzzle. She needs to solve it.
I was just about to say that. I remember you made that comparison. I get her mindset, but it's not going to help her. Like, I think she wants to just know what's going on just so she can like confirm it for her own mind, so she knows how to move. But she needs to learn how to adapt to the situation instead of just act upon impulse.
Now, I will say, in this particular instance, it will benefit her to go fact check with Tyler, as long as she can play off that she trusts him still, because he's already found out that it's happening. So if she doesn't go and talk to him, it's a surefire sign that she does not trust him. That said, I don't, unfortunately, have a lot of faith in Day to convincing Tyler that she trusts him when she doesn't, because she's very bad at that.
Yeah. She you can see her facial expressions, and she's not good at being fake. That's a positive, but in Big Brother, it's a bad thing.
Yeah. Isaiah, I trust you. Definitely.
oh, definitely.
I'm on board.
Yeah. For sure. Your final two. 100. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Sounds good.
Poor Davon, I feel so bad for her.
So Day says that's what she's going to do. She's going to go and fact check tomorrow. So
that will be fun to watch. Today will be fun.
We'll see. There are a lot of different ways this can go. Again, Kevin knows all of this information. He could leak it. That would be very bad. Davon could go to Cody first. That would be very bad. If Davon goes to Tyler, I do think there are some outs here for Tyler. there are a lot of reasonable explanations for this, mainly being, yeah, I heard that you know, Kacer and Janelle were talking about how you were votes for them. So I brought it up to David, like, hey, if they are votes on this side, then we need Memphis to break the tie. That's essentially exactly what he said. And it's very reasonable. It also happened before they were ever in an official alliance together. And obviously long before they made a deal with each other. So like very reasonable explanations, very like you can make this work. Now, again, Devon, not somebody that's going to take a reasonable explanation easily. It's going to take a lot. Like, again, this is Devon, who is just questioning Bailey, who, according to Swaggy, is literally willing to throw down her life in the game for Devon. And if Devon doesn't trust Bailey, who wants to give Devon the win, I don't know who Devon will trust. So that it's going to be tough, but it's possible that Tyler's able to get this back on board, to talk to Bailey, to make it all work. But it depends on the order of operations. Who goes first? Who gets talked to first? How does it happen? Does David get involved again? Because he will screw things up for sure.
It's definitely someone needs to take the initiative and approach the other. But just knowing how they are, Tyler doesn't like confrontation, so I don't think he's going to be the one to do it.
Well, I don't think he should, because again, like that gives away that David came up and told him, and now it seems like he coordinated a story with David. And like, if Devon approaches Tyler, what Tyler needs to do, what anybody should do, is you get as much information from the person that is asking you the question before you respond. Like, what did David say? Who told him? What are you feeling about this? And then respond with, okay, well, here's the story. I think there's a chance he can make that work. But I think there are a lot of potential pitfalls here. One is that David did not think it was worth mentioning that he named Cody as well. He only said that he said Tyler.
Yeah.
And that's huge, because there, he said Cody and Tyler, which made it look like they were coordinating together when they kind of were. But Tyler doesn't know that. So like, it's not just that, oh, Tyler said Devon's name. It's that Tyler and Cody must be even closer than we thought, because they're coordinating an effort against Devon. And that's very risky. And Tyler does not know that Cody's name is involved. And so if like that's a potential pitfall, again, like who gets talked to first and how, and David and all of it. So many things can go wrong. There's only one way for things to go right. And it's probably all going to happen today on the feed. So make sure you tune in tomorrow at 11 a.m. Eastern, and I'll update you on everything that's gone down.
That would be great. And also just to drop in like the other third party people, like the Christmases, the Kevins, you know, just everyone who wants to put their little two cents in, because Devon likes to talk. So naturally she's going to go around and say, oh, I had this conversation, David told me X, Y, and Z. And just with the flow of information in the house is going to get back to Tyler eventually. So hopefully this doesn't grow into something that's going to just be a big bomb, and then it just helps Danny and Nicole and Cody just go farther in the game, and hopefully they can get on the right page and make something happen here.
Yeah. Tyler talks to the cameras late into the night. So sloppy, man. Why would he tell me that he said my name? What? It makes me not want to tell him things. I'm like, you shouldn't tell him things. I'm screwed all the way around. Day seemed like she was just starting to trust me, and now she'll never trust me, and I'll have to get her out before she gets me out. I like a player that goes through some adversity, so maybe this is my adversity. Man, I'm playing an atrocious game. This game is all luck, man. You guys hype me up too much. Take me off your top 10 list, please. We're not playing Big Brother 20 anymore.
He's like, I'm never winning this game. I don't want to go to Jerry House anyway. Just send me home. I want to go to Angela. Like, this is a fun man. I'm like, Tyler, like, you need to face some adversity. Come on, pick it up.
Well, he says, like, if I lose, I'd rather go out pre-jury, yeah. Angela, yeah. So I can see you. But I'm going to try to stay. I think, like, I'm going to try to make it work. And if I can make it work, I'm going to win this thing. But, this is tough.
Not looking good.
Yeah. He doesn't see the win condition, because he's not on the right path. He's going to try to get on it, I guess. So
those Big Brother players know how to adapt. So I have faith in Tyler. I think he can get out of this. He just needs to calm down, take one step at a time.
Yeah. All right. That's what we have from yesterday. It'll be an interesting day today. Isaiah, anything else that you wanted to bring up?
No, it's just Doomsday David was an amazing day. I was so scared that I would have to do a live feed update on something boring like charades, but this is it. I'm very happy.
There you go. Where can people find you, Isaiah?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at 8BallBangers with the number 8 and then BallBangers. If you just want to see me rant about Big Brother 24/7 or just cheer when someone does something good.
There you go. You can, of course, find me on Twitter at ArmstrongTaren or on Twitch, twitch.tv/TarenArmstrong. We will be live tonight to recap the veto episode of Big Brother 22. And I will be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Eastern, to update you on what happens today. And then, of course, tomorrow night will be another recap. Tomorrow during the day, I'll have a stream on Twitch, twitch.tv/TarenArmstrong for the Stockwatch. And we'll go over what's going down on there. So check it all out. Thank you so much for joining us. I'll see you next time.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.